Log Talk Radio.
I crowd thee Give God all the praise that due to him. Let us be in prayer, dear brothers and sisters, asking you if you could bow. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this privilege that we can come another night, dear Father, to fellowship with you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies, the blessings that you have given unto us, Lord. We thank you for salvation. Thank you for forgiving us of all our many sins. Help us, dear Father, that tonight as we gather at the welcome table, that you, the Holy Spirit, dear Father, will enlighten us, and we will represent you by sharing your blessings that you have restored upon each and every one of us. The blessing, dear Father, for food, the blessing for shelter, the blessing for clothes, the blessing for family, the blessing for comfort us, the blessing for protecting us, the blessing for provide for us, Lord, the blessing for give us traveling mercies to and fro on the busy road, and also the blessing for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you have sent in this world. His blood was sacrificed, he crucified for us because of that love. So this evening, Lord, your children come boldly to the throne, and to give you the praises that due to you. Praises in songs, praises in testimony and praise, praises, dear Father, to read your scriptures, and praises to give you thanks for what you have done for us. So bless us and keep us this Thursday night, Health Reform Night. Help us that we will focus, Lord, upon the blessing of even the herb, the green herb that you have given unto us, Lord, for medicine and also for meat, and also telling us that you wish above all things that your children would prosper and be in good health. And also give us the remedy, Lord, of the 8 laws of health that your children should abide with. Father, help us that we will be obedient to follow your command. And it doesn't take a lot, dear Lord. It just takes us, Lord, a little step in our pantry where we can find all these remedy natural that you have given unto us. Help us to be obedient to it. And we thank you for your protective love towards us and care towards us, that this pestilent that is out there, Father, raging, Lord, like a raging fire, that you have shielded our body so that our body, dear Father, resists, Lord, from the pestilent, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for that, because you are the one have to get the praise. So when you have done things for us, so we just want to thank you. Thank you for everything. Tonight, dear Lord, I place those who are mourning, Father, we ask you to lift them up. They are hurted heart that is broken, dear Father. Lord, rejection, dear Lord. But dear Father, we know you are the great comforter. So we ask you to comfort those who are mourning, and also go in the midst, Lord, of things to straighten out things, that people will have a heart, Lord, heart of love, a heart of compassion, and a heart of caring, just as what you have done to save us from sin. So we just want to thank you tonight. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we welcome you on Advent Thursday, and we are asking you at this time, as we start, we have a small number, but brothers and sisters, the Lord said we are there, one, two, or three gathered together doing the things, you know, doing whatsoever is right in his sight. He is there, so we want to thank God that he is there by our side. And as we know that tonight, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is health night, and we focus our mind upon the health for the time that God has given unto us, and also our natural remedy. So we are going to open. We have a few scriptures that we can read in a starting, you know, to just hold up so the timing. So after that, dear, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we can turn to Genesis 1:29, and I will read in your hearing. Genesis 1:29. We heard that every week, but this is what the Lord said to us. We have to, you know, repeat these words and this promises so that we will able to absorb them in our daily life. And God said, behold, I, Father, am in your word, lighten our hearts and our mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every green herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, and it seed to you it shall be for meat. And 30 said, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given you every herb for meat. And it was so. So from the beginning, right, we saw what all the love that our Father have for us, that he have given us every herb bearing seeds and leaves for edifying, for nourishment to our body. So he knows what our body needs, and he gave it to us. And we can find that in Genesis, that is from creation time, what God have given unto us. So we have to be obedient. We cannot be disobedient like Adam and Eve. You know, we saw what happened, what took place. So he wants us to be obedient in this health message. And we know that the health message is the right hand to the gospel. And my dear beloved, a lot of people is not condemning the health message, and they do not care about it. But we have to be faithful to God and be obedient. What he's commanded us, we have to be obedient to it. And also in 3 John, and this is New Testament, we read a while ago in the Old Testament, so now we are going into the New Testament. And it said here, 3 John 1:4, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in it, even as thy soul prospereth. So our dear Father wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be in good health, right? And he also said in 3, beloved, he said in 3:4, I rejoice greatly when I heard my brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. So our dear Heavenly Father wants us to walk in the truth. And he felt very happy, good in his heart, to know that his children is walking in the truth. And 4 said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. So my dear brother, beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to walk in the truth. The Lord wants us to share the truth to others, so that just as how we accept the truth, that others will accept the truth. And this is how we have to be obedient with the law of health that God have given unto us, the medicine that he have given unto us. So I just want to be grateful, give God the praise and grateful to him for all the things that he has done for me. And I know for you, you on the line who join us, you can share the blessings of what God have done. So tonight, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, God is real. He is true, truthful to us. And let us praise him by sharing, you know, as El Thursday night, a few other scriptures that I was reading. But I would like to give my brothers, as we are actually joining and coming together, you know, we are asking my beloved brothers and sisters if they could press 1 so that I can open the line for them to share their praise report, their thanks, some of the natural remedy that you guys have used during the week, you know, and it helped you. And you also share with your brothers and sisters, as we know that God have given us to us the 8 laws of health. And we know that the new start is that he gave us the nutritious food that we should eat, and it belongs to nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And if we follow that command, we won't be able to go wrong. So, my dear brother, the line is now going to open so that my beloved brothers and sisters can share their praise and really state some of the things that you have used today, used to help boost your immune system. 225-327, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm just coming on to just praise God and give him thanks for the prayer line, and I would like to share a reading. And I'm coming from Psalms chapter 69, and I would like to read from verses, I'm going to begin at verse 20 through 22, says, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, that which should have been for their warfare, let it become a trap. When I was studying this morning, I saw some things here as what happened to Christ. And when it said they gave him galls, and when they put that vinegar on his lips, he refused it. He didn't want that because he know that messes with the blood. So, and then also 22 said, let their table become a snare before them, that which should have been for their welfare. So whatever that was on the table, the food, which should have been their meat, and they say let it become a trap, because they had no no sorrow or no I would like to see a different word, but anyway, they had no kind of thought for the sorrow or the hurt he was going through. This was David talking, and but I thought about Christ, what they did to him with the vinegar and the gauze. But in this, I learned that for me, we have to be careful, because what we put on the table, it could be a snare for us and could be a trap. As you know how you set a trap for a mouse, you set it with food, and what happened? It killed him, because he go and get that food and begin to want to eat, and you know, because he'll eat and eat, but yet he got in that trap, and it got him. So I just want to praise God for this reading. I hope you understand me. I'm trying to explain it the best way I know how, but I'm just thankful for this scripture, and the Bible tell us many things about gluttony, many things about many things, and let me tell you something. It's all work in progress that we got to overcome many things by God's grace. So as I'm reading the word, I'm asking the Lord to continue to bless his people as we get full and as the Spirit lead and guide us. So, Sister Power, I want to thank you for opening my line. I just wanted to come on and share. I don't have a song tonight because I came in late, and I was I'm here with my husband getting his food together. So I just want to thank the prayer line. Just keep lifting me up in prayer, my husband, my family, and also my sister Brenda and brother John. They may be on tonight, but lift them up in prayer. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. Open my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and also for reading that scripture passage, right, about the table and the trap, right? This is what the Lord is also warning us. That's what we read. You know, we can get a trap on things that we not supposed to be eating or putting on the table, or things that we should not be reading, or things that we are hearing, all these things, right? From it is not right in the sight of God. God doesn't want us to really get ourselves tangled in these things, that it will destroy us. And also, it can be things that we are not being obedient to God after we have been reading these wonderful promises, especially the health message that God have given unto us. And, you know, a lot of us reject it, you know, over and over and over again. And all those things can be a trap to each one of us. So we have to continually, as we read this scripture, let us continue, ask the Lord to allow us that we can, who we supposed to must put these things in practice with the help of the Lord. Thank you, my dear sister, for reading and reminding us, you know, of what God said to us that we should not do. All right. 423-636, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. God is so good. As I was just a quick testimony just happened. As I was looking at some stuff that was in my car, I had to clean out my car, and I had this bag, and I keep putting it off that I got to go through and look at stuff and, you know, take out stuff and, you know, see where things need to go. And just now, as you opened my line, there was something in my hand, some papers, and I just pulled it, and it was a check. Someone had wrote me a check from on the 4th, and I haven't cashed it yet, and I just found it. So praise
amen,
the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. 'Cause I mean, and I donated to to the ministry, Tree of Life, and also to another ministry. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to donate this, and I don't know how I'm going to get this money back, or, you know, a little donation help. You know, once people are doing God's work, God is going to bless us. And, you know, it's not that much, but I said, Lord, look at this. Thank you. Thank you. So God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to sing this song of thanksgiving, hymn number one, Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join ye in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who all things so wondrously reigneth. Shielded thee under his wing, yet so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desire has been granting what he ordained? Praise to the Lord, who does prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend thee. And we have to ponder anew what the Lord can do, if with his love he befriend thee. And, you know, we have to be a friend of God. We have to be a child of God. We have to be a disciple of God for, you know, when he befriend us. We have to become acquainted with him as we have friends and, you know, close one we talk to, and we enjoy their company, and we do things and we talk well of them. And this is what we ought to do. When we said God is our Savior, he's our King and Lord of Lords, we have to praise him. We have to talk of his goodness. We have to glorify and magnify the name of Jesus. And he is worthy to be praised. And I'm just thank the Lord for, you know, what he's doing in my life. Just today, on my drive to work, you know, and I go to work, whenever I just talk to him and I laugh and I say, Lord, I need your help. I need your blessing. I don't want to make any more mistakes, Lord. I need you. You know, I ask him, Lord, is it okay, Lord? I need your direction and wisdom to do things. And I, Lord, please bless my voice so that I can sing and glorify you. Just little things, just talking to the Lord and just asking him and talking to him as a friend and praying and interceding. And he has given us power over everything, and we have to claim that power in the name of Jesus. And, you know, I also brainstorm because I'm taking this class and I'm learning about, you know, more in depth about the lymphoma, which was the first subject, lymphoma, and that's in our body, you know, that carried the waste, and it's like a sewer. People, you know, really die of lymphoma cancer, and it's sad. And also our body, you know, our skin is, you know, a cell, because when toxin is in our body, we'll kind of see it through the skin and under your armpit and, you know, your part, wherever there's hair, you know, those where chemicals are seeking out, and, you know, those help the lymphatic system to be cleansed. And, you know, people, if you don't sweat, you know, that means the lymphatic system is not cleaning out, because those are where it comes out. Those are parts to help it come out. And, you know, of course, through the bowel and stuff, the toxin that is in us, because we get toxin from the food we eat, the water, just being out, the chemtrail that is pouring down. But we know God said the leaves are for the healing of the nation. Sorry. And God has really blessed us with some good herbs to clean the lymphatic system. And these herbs are for to fight cancer or to make cells that can become cancerous, can destroy them. And we have to take these, we should take these herbs in some form, or, you know, the food we eat, the diet. We have to move the lymphatic system, you know, jumping, exercise. What is it? The trampoline, that's a good place to move your body, the lymphatic system, and so it won't be clogged, because when it's clogged, it causes constipation. You know, some people get headache, and the things that people put on their skin also affect them, the makeup, you know, perfume or any lotion, whatever you put on your skin can cause a blockage. So we have to be careful that these things are not toxin, or we don't use these things too often, and we have to drink lots of water. And also stress. Stress is a big problem, can, you know, cause backup in the lymphatic system. And there's some beautiful, beautiful herbs, burdock, poke root, yellow dot, saffarella, dandelion, cleaver, some great herbs clean out the lymphatic system. And I say, Lord, thank you. I want to make a, I want to put together some of these herbs, you know, because I did make a couple tea. And I want to put together some herb tea, you know, these herbs to clean the lymphatic and to kill cancer cell. I wanted to put it together. So I just have to get some of the herbs because I don't have it, and put it together. And I was like thinking about, Lord, there's many people that suffer dementia or, you know, forgetfulness, and I know the herbs to help with that. I said, Lord, I also want to do that. And I said, Lord, give me wisdom, like Solomon, Lord, give me wisdom and understanding to help others. And, you know, God said we should be independent of the system, and we should have our own form of business and do things to help others and to be a blessing and not a curse. And there's lots of people out there needing help, even the cayenne tincture. That's something I want to make, and some other stuff. And I said, Lord, give me wisdom, understanding, give me knowledge to do these things. And I pray, you know, that you will bless it. And he's already said the leads are for the healing of the nation. He already gave us power, so we have to take it back. So I'm just thanking the Lord for his faithfulness and his mercy and his love, because there are going to be a lot of people getting sick. The flu season is coming around, and I think Brother O'Neill has made it before, lung tonic, and I've thought about doing that also. So there's so much possibility and so much God give us talents and gifts, and we ought to use it to glorify him and, you know, and reaching people through these means of things. So, again, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. God bless you, brothers and sisters, and Jesus loves you.
Amen, 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 my dear beloved sister, Sister Carlo, for sharing. Wow, God is so good. He's so great, my dear brothers and sisters. We don't have to pay for these, a remedy, natural remedy that God have given unto us to help our body, you know. And we just ask, I'm just asking my brothers and sisters, I hope when we get these remedy, natural remedy, that we can use to help our body, to keep our body fresh from those poison, the poisonous things that we eat, both eat, drink, that we will be able to be cured by all these simple remedies. So we just want to thank Sister Carla, and my dear sister has stated that, you know what, we are coming down in the flu season, right? And everywhere you turn now, you know, here people will be coughing and coughing. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to take some of these natural herbs that we have been studying and these natural remedy that we heard about each week, so that we may put it into practice and to drink them. And, you know, also you our natural remedy that he has given unto us, the water, right? And we have to be obedient with the health message. So we want to thank you, Sister Carla Shore, and also your song of, you know, praise God, because we have to praise God and give him thanks for what he has done for us. You know, he has done great things, so we are so grateful that our Heavenly Father loves us so much. I just want to thank you again for sharing. And my dear brothers and sisters, please, to press number one that I can open your line, asking you to share your name. And brothers and sisters, we want to give everyone opportunity. So we asking our brothers and sisters to, you know, make everyone get the chance that they can talk. Or sometimes, therefore, we have our brothers and sisters on the line. We thankful for them, but sometimes when they come to share, you know, and I come to share, they will share. And sometimes there is the time that the speaker will come on and you may not able to open the line because of the time period that we are on this line. You know, maybe other people would like to share. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, let us really try to, you know, let our praise and report that, you know, a little brief so that our other brothers and sisters can come on before we present the message. So thank you. Thank you all. And can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 518-482, your line is open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. I am happy to be here another week, another day, joining with us all here on this line to give God praise and thanks for his watch care over us during the last time since we met until now. And God is so good to us, very, very good to us. And I thank God for his blessings on all of us who are on this line this evening. And I just want to, before I say anything, I want to say a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, realizing that without you, we could not have been here. Without your blessings, without your guidance, we could not have been on this line. We may be few in numbers, Lord, but we are thankful for the blessings that you have poured out upon us. Because many would have liked to be in our position to be here this evening, but they are gone to that place where hope and mercy can never reach, Lord. And they cannot praise you. The dead cannot praise you. There are some who are sick, Lord, who would like to be here, but they cannot be here because they are sick in body and sick in mind. Father, we pray for those condition of those people. We place them before you this evening, asking you, Lord, that you will strengthen them, that they may somehow get out of their doldrums that they are in, and that you will help them, that they may be able to come out and praise you. We are thankful for all who are on the line this evening, Lord. We pray that you will bless each one and help us, that as we contribute whatever was placed in our hearts, that others may be blessed. Father, bless the leader, Sister Powell, and all the rest of people that are leading out on this line, Father, help us as they plan the program, that it may be a blessing, and it may be a blessing to each one, those who are listening quietly, and those who are participating. Father, bless us again and strengthen us, that as we give our little help talk, that you will be with us and help us, that we may be obedient to your command, that we may live long and healthy lives on this land. And all of us, God wants us to be healthy, and I pray this evening that we will be obedient to God and his and his commands that he gave us. We may be obedient in obeying what he says we must do, Lord. And help us, Lord, that as we see your leading hands in our lives, that we may be able to bless others. Bless us again, we pray, Lord. And as I open my little talk here this evening, Father, I just want to thank you for being with us on this line, all of us on this line this evening. And for these blessings, we give you praise and thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
This evening, I would like to speak about athlete's foot. You know what is that? Each of us know what is that? It's a blister and crack on the skin of the foot, especially between the toes. This is accompanied by itching, burning, and extreme cases, pus, and ulcers. As it develops, the blisters and the cracks soften and turn white and tend to peel off in flakes. In several cases, there may be pain, and it is worse in warm weather, and we know that. I have seen people with athlete's feet, and it is really painful and terrible. The cause of this kind of fungus, I call it a fungus, is it comes from a parasite. And this fungus infection on the skin are more difficult to get rid of than the bacterial ones. Any condition keeps the feet both warm and moist can lead to this problem. By scratching the sores on the foot, and the disease can be spread on the hand, under the nails, and other parts of the body. This fungus causing athlete's foot spread rapidly when beneficial bacteria are destroyed by antibiotics, drugs, or radiation. This organism, that little organism, cause it are spread by walking barefoot on the contaminated floors surrounding pools, showers, and other public places. And there are some simple remedies for this, at least what it says. We should eat nourishing diet. One, include lots of fruits and vegetables, and skip all these junk food. Obtain vitamin A and B complex and C, and eat a whole grain, nuts, and legumes. Avoid meat, cola, sugary foods, and fried food. Eat a nourishing diet and skip the process of junk food. Obtain vitamin A and B complex. Keep your feet dry after bathing. Dry carefully between the toes. Wear cotton socks and change them daily, ideally at least twice a day. For your shoes, to help keep your feet cool and dry, only wear shoes that will not make your feet sweat. Leather shoes are the best to avoid this type of feet. Avoid rubber shoes, even the expensive ones. Do not use plastic or waterproof shoes. They create a warm, moist place for fungi to breed. So you should never wear heavy boots all day. We should not wear the same shoe 2 days in a row. This gives a pair of shoes 2 days thoroughly dry out. Spray Lysol on cloth and wipe the inside of the shoe. For socks, if you're wearing socks, to help keep your feet cool and dry, change your socks at least three to four times a day. Boil socks to kill the fungus. And after washing them, rinse the socks well to get out the detergent, which the fungus likes. So you have to be very tidy. Put on clean socks before dressing, and this way you avoid infecting the groin area. Another thing that we need is sunshine, sunlight. Fungi hate sunlight, you know. So when the acute stage, you try to leave your feet uncovered. When you have an acute stage, try to leave your feet uncovered. Even so often, you could put them in the sunlight. Walking barefoot outside in the sunlight is excellent for those who have fungus feet, and that is athlete feet. We should walk barefoot outside in the sunlight and place your shoe in the sunlight, angle it towards the sun that the sun could get into it. Do not walk barefoot around the house so others will not become infected. Also, never walk barefoot in public places. Showers, lockers, rooms, pools, decks, and all like in hotels, we always wear slippers. For herbs to use for that feet, we could cut raw garlic into tiny pieces. And for several days, you could just put some minced pieces in the closed toe of your shoe, garlic powder. And twice a day, dust your feet with that garlic powder. It will help. Garlic is better than antifungal drugs. So don't go to the doctor to have those antifungal powder. You could just use your simple garlic powder. Other outstanding other herbs like ginger, licorice, chamomile, echinacea, golden seal, astragalus, and oil of turmeric. Apply naturally antifungicides such as tea tree oil, and we know this. Drink 3 cups of water daily and put a strong mixture on your feet. Add 20 drops of tea oil to a small tub of water. Soak your feet. This is so much information. Soak your feet 15 minutes 3 times a day. Dry well after and place some undiluted tea tree oil on your feet. Yes, and we have other things that we could put to apply lemon juice one to two times a day to the area and let it dry. And plant in tea tree oil. Soak your feet. Apply baking soda. These are some simple remedies that we can easily put our hands on so that we can get rid of this fungus. And there are many other things that we could use. But these here, I'm going to stop right here now. Apply some golden seal powder to the area at bedtime and cover the area with honey. Sleep in cotton socks and wash your feet in the morning. Crush a green plant juice such as chickweed, Swiss chard, etc., and apply the juice to the area. All of this is good for anyone who has athlete's foot, right? And these are some simple remedies that we all could use, and we can find them right in our garden. Herbs. It said, in case the ear is pain, place cold water compress on the area, and pus or any fever develop, you use that some antifungal herbs, such as you use on ringworms, right? When you receive Christ as an abiding guest in the soul, the peace of God which passeth all understanding keeps our hearts and mind through faith in Christ. How thankful we can be that in Him we can have peace of heart amidst trial and turmoil. So God has given us these simple remedies, coming when we wouldn't be able to go to doctors, and we should take notes, have a book, and write down these simple remedies that will help us. And we can not only help not only ourselves, but we can help others when we see others are punishing with these type of simple simple sickness on the feet, these simple things that we could use, so that the Lord will help us to give advice to those who are, who do not know these simple little remedies instead of going to the doctor. And I would like to sing this song, Trust and Obey, just the two verses. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his goodwill, he abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. So God wants us to trust his simple remedies that he has given to us. And don't forget that. He said, let me sing the song. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is my little encouragement to you this afternoon. To trust and use your remedies that God has given us, and we will be, it will make us happy, and we can make others happy. Thank you, Sister Pauline, for opening my life.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tacantinelli, for coming on. Join us with your help tip. Wonderful. A lot of information. We want to thank you for how athlete's foot, also called fungus, you know, and thank you for all these natural remedies. And I do hope that my brothers and sisters are taking down some of these natural things that they can use, you know, for these sickness, these diseases, as a fungus on our toes and also in our shoes, and what we can also do. And the song told us that we must trust and obey. So I just want to thank my dear sister for, you know, bringing these help, brothers and sisters. We start with the help message, right, that God have given unto us. What, from Genesis 1, he gave us the herb for the healing of the nation and also for us to have it as meat, right? And he also shows that, you know, you wish above all things that your children will prosper. And like, and he liked to hear when his children is settled in the truth. And all what we started, this is what we are getting the wonderful, wonderful praise report with various remedies that we can use from Sister Carlo and also from Sister Cancinelli. So we start out with it, brothers and sisters, and we have been gaining a lot of victory over these things, you know, something simple remedy, you know, that we can use. So I just want to thank my sister and them for coming and sharing. And they are so simple, brothers and sisters. We talk about sunshine, sunlight, how good it is, right? She gave us about golden seed, you know, she gave us about water, what we can do. Even simple thing, our boots, our shoes, how we can clean our shoes, right? Our toes, our feet. Sometimes we don't have the proper time to dry our feet, right? Our toes, between our toes, you know. So all these are tips that, you know, we want to say is very, very important. And they are interested, and also that we have a message to carry out. So I just want to thank my dear beloved sister for coming on and also sharing. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to hoop in, please be briefly, you know, and let everyone have the opportunity to speak. Because I love to see my brothers and sisters speak. I love to hear all of my brothers and sisters give their praise report. So I'm going to open this line. 985-232. Your line is open. Okay. 272-770. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Powell. Thank you so much for opening my line. This is Tymeko from Pennsylvania. God bless you. This is our beautiful Health Thursday, and I'm so grateful to be on the line today. And I just wanted to share with you my health eating. Here are top 10 tips on how we should be eating healthy. And the first one is to eat as if you are an eater, enjoying more fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains in the most natural state possible. And number two is start walking at least 30 minutes a day. A moderate walk is the most effective and cheapest form of exercise available. And a bonus is to walk with a friend. And number three is to drink more water and to put away soft drinks and coffee. Most people are chronically dehydrated and it's slowly killing them, so we need to drink more water. And number four is to get enough sunlight, but not too much. We need sunlight for vitamin D production, better rest, and even just to feel better. Amen. And number five is to avoid caffeine, nicotine, sugars, and other drugs. These ingredients can destroy the immune function and can age you prematurely. And number six is to find time to breathe and clean air. Oxygen is the most important substance for life and health. Go to where it is purest and breathe deep. Amen. And number seven is to honor the Sabbath day, fellowship and worship at church, and place your worries with God. You'll be refreshed, ready, to tackle the coming week. Amen. And number eight is to get enough sleep during the week. Maintain a regular bedtime schedule of at least 7 hours every night. And number nine is to slow down, keep stressful situations to a minimum, avoid debt, and spend within your means. And you'll be a lot happier with less stuff to worry about. Amen. And number 10 is to trust in God and pray and read your Bible more. And remember that you have a friend in Jesus Christ, and he can calm you, and you can live in his promises. Amen. And I would like to sing a song, if I may. He Lives, Psalm 251. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever man may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christians, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek and the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Amen. Praise God. I thank you so much, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. And God bless everybody on the prayer line tonight. Have a blessed and beautiful Health Thursday. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamiko, for giving us those tips. You know, this is our Health Thursday, and we have all these tips. You break it down. You know, eat our vegetables. Walking is important. Drink a lot of water. Sunlight give us vitamin D, and we must avoid from what she said, brothers and sisters on this line, because I noticed on this, I'm telling her, even we amongst us, we drink a lot of coffee, right? A lot of coffee, caffeine, right? So she told us about it, remind us about, and also the sugar and drugs, right? And find time to get good here. She spoke about the Sabbath day rest, what we go to in the 8 laws of rest. Rest, we have more than 8, you know, brothers and sisters. So we can know that God wants us to follow his laws of health, right? Get enough sleep, in which I said I'm guilty with that too. Intemperance in our sleeping, the time we go to bed. We need to slow down from our work sometimes. We don't have time to do this. We don't, not even to study the word, not even time to join the line. You know, we are so busy. We have to slow down and remember trust in the Lord. You know, and study our Bible more. What a wonderful love, you know, and blessings that God have given unto us. And as we be obedient to follow this command, brothers and sisters, we will be faithful to live with him, you know, when he comes. So I just want to thank God for my dear beloved sister is reminding us, you know, of the things that we should do. And let us continue to be obedient to follow these health laws. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to go into a season of prayer now. And I'm going to still open the line and ask for prayer. And if there is anyone want to share, I think I saw Brother Eli a while ago, but he dropped. You know, I'm asking you to share. So I'm going to open this line. 5-4-2-3. Can you lead us in prayer, my dear brothers and sisters? Can you lift up these brothers and sister requests on the line, our general request? 423-635. Yeah. I don't know if you can do a prayer for us.
Yes, let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, yet for another day. Thanking you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We did not wake up because of our alarm clock or noise that we heard. We woke up, oh Father, because the air was in our lungs that we should breathe, oh Father, and we should come forth from our sleep to glorify you and to praise you, Lord. We thank you for each and everyone on the prayer line from harm and danger, Lord. Many have died, oh Lord. You said 10,000 will fall at our side, but it will not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we observe these things, O Father, because you are our dwelling place. You are our protection, O Father. You are our King and King, Lord of Lords. Help us to keep our eyes upon heavenly things, O Lord, where you are, Lord, where our mansion is, O Father, and not on earthly things, because it will pass away, and every sinful things will pass away. Help us to overcome sin, Lord. I ask that you would be with Sister Tamika and her family in a special way, Sister Leola and her family, Sister Brenda and her family in the Mark way, Lord. We thank you for them and the work that they're doing, Sister Consul Nelly. We thank you, oh Lord, for helping us to share the help message with others, to pray for them, to encourage them, oh, Lord. We just thank you for who you are, Lord. You are God all by yourself. You don't need anyone else to help you. And we thank you also for Sister Powell for the great job she's doing, Lord. We thank you for wisdom and knowledge that you have given her even now at this age, oh, Lord. She's doing the work of young people. You have given her vigor and youthfulness and love for you and your word and the truth so it can go forward to reach all corners of the earth. Lord, I also thank you for Brother O'Neill, his family. Continue to bless them. Brother Udy and his family, Brother Mozart and his family, our friends, oh, Father, we ask that you will be with them, our family, those that are sick right now. We ask that you will have compassion upon them and touch them, oh, Father, so that they can be healed, restored, not to go back to their sinful ways, but to praise you and live in the newness of life. You said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. And you said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, not the end that we die quickly or we die for making wrong decision, but the end that we should die as you have ordained us to do. Oh, Father, thank you very much for the speaker, Lord. I ask that you will touch him or her, Lord. I'm not sure who's speaking, but I ask that you will bless them, that you will fill them with your Holy Spirit afresh, oh, Father, so that they can bring this help message. Lord, we're in the land of the living, and we have to praise you with our whole being. Our body should be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. And with no other service, our body should be in a healthy condition. Oh, Father, our diet, our weight, our mind should be clear. We should be able to move our limbs without no pain. And if we're having these problems, Lord, it's a violation of the Lord. Help us to run to you and to seek what it is and to change it. Ask you to help us to overcome all these deformities. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Bless Brother Eli, his prayer requests, his mom, Lord, and Sister Katie and her family in the Markway, Lord. I thank you for each and everyone that's on this line. Bless them, Lord, the unspoken prayer requests, those that are listening to us via YouTube or on the internet. I ask that you will bless them and hear their prayer requests, that it will be answered accordingly, and they will give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We praise you and glorify your name, even for Brother Rick and his family. Thank you, Lord, ever so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that, praying for each and every one of us. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line up for Sister Stephanie. 240-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. Thank you so much. Sister Powell, for opening my line. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that powerful prayer, praying on behalf of the saints that are on the line. And I touch and agree with your prayers. Tonight, I come to you all with today's Health Thursday. Let me start by that. So regardless of what, you know, I want to say welcome to Health Thursday. But I just wanted to share something, and I'm going to pick up from some of the things that we talked about last week. I am looking at a scripture. I'm going to start with that first. And I know it's a little bit different, but there's something that has been placed on my heart, and I'm going to share. I'm looking at James 4. I know Sister Powell did the health scriptures, and, you know, we're going to reflect on that. But I'm looking at James 4, 13 through 14. And I wanted to share this because something happened today, right? And I think it's important for us as we minister and encourage and pray and seek Christ on this line. And so it's James 4, verse 13 through verse 14. And it says, I know this is not the one that I want. Well, yeah, it might be. Yeah, yeah, I think this is what it is. It's a little bit different, but I think that's what it is. Let's see. All right, so this thing, we're going to go with this one. And if you think about one, I want you to kind of record it and then, you know, kind of press your line. Sister Powell, we'll open your line and we'll get it at the end, right? So it says, Heavenly Father, as I open your word, I ask you, Lord, to give me your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Hide me under your wings. Touch my lips with cold so that the information that you have today will be one that will be stirring and will allow us to see our need for you, Heavenly Father, as your second coming is fast approaching. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so James 4, 13 through 14 says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. And verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall he on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanished away. I'll read that again. I'm going to focus on verse 14. James 4, verse 14 says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanished away. So I know somebody might be asking, why is he reading that? Holy Spirit brought me here. We are going to go into, just have you all reflect on Genesis 1. I know Sister Powell did it already. And also the third epistle of John 1 through 4. But I thought that this is fitting because it's connecting with the experience that I have today. And I want to leave this with us. I want to start with this. I want to preface, you know, the message with this. Tomorrow does not belong to any one of us, right? So sometimes we plan and we're making all of these plans, and, you know, it's good to plan, right? All right, because the people that have no vision and plan, we perish. But we have to be mindful that we are living today as it is our last in obedience to our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I watched them via Zoom buried one of my cousins. 57, right? She 58. She 58 and a half, thereabouts. And I shared this with you all that, you know, she went to bed on Thursday. She made all of these elaborate plans. I have all of these treasures and money and all of these things, right? She had these things before she went to bed on November 12th, Sister Powell. I think it was November 11th, because they found her dead the Friday, which was the 12th. So November 11th, she had all of these things. All of these things, beloved. Businesses and wealth and all of these and prestige and all of that. However, they funeralized her today. And so, you know, and I'm listening to all of the things that were said, and it's amazing to me how it doesn't matter who the person is. Have you all experienced that? It doesn't matter who the person is. You go to a funeral, everybody's a saint. Everybody. Have you all noticed that, or is that just me? That might just be me. I don't know. But, you know, it's amazing to me how we go to the funeral and they say these things, and sometimes we're looking like, who are they talking about? Is that the same person that I know? You know, have you ever experienced that? So anyway, I go back. Yeah, I digress. I go back, and the point is, tomorrow is not promised to any one of us. It isn't promised to any one of us. We have to live our life as it is alive. Not like the world lives their life. You know, the young people had a saying, YOLO. They used to say YOLO. One, what was it? one life to live or something. You know, we have one life to live, or live your life or something like that. I can't even remember. But we are not here to live our life as our own, right? We're not here to live our life as if to say it belongs to us. We're here to live our life that represents Christ, right? Because we are his ambassador. And so that means, I know, you know, Holy Spirit, you're leading me. Show me where you want me to go to with this. I know you're saying, okay, where is this going? Think about it. How do we eat when we are out in public, when we are, you know, I mean, the holiday season is coming up. What are we eating? Are we Christ's ambassador while we're consuming? How are we behaving? Is that connected to health? How are we behaving? What would someone say about you if you were to pass tomorrow? Would it be stuff that would be fluff? Would it be stuff that would be untrue? Untruth? Would it be stuff that are fabricated? Would it be false report? Or would it be things that are being said that are accurate? And not just the regular that they say for everybody, making everybody a saint. I know for me, I can say, thank you, God, from whence I came. Terrible was I. Terrible. And so, but I thank God that I met him like the woman, the Samaritan woman, where I can get peace and joy and encouragement. I can know that I can do all things but fail, even in the crucible moment, even in the trials and the storm. God is with me. I know that because he promised me that, right? And so the next layer to that is, okay, yeah, you're doing all of these things, but what is my heart? Right? So I do all of these things outward so people can see it. But what is my heart? What is really in my heart? What fruit am I bearing? And so that's the word that God has given me on my lips. And I'm going to go into the Ministry of Healing because it is our Health Thursday. And I have joy. I have peace. And I told my siblings, I told, you know, my family member that the takeaway from this is the fact that do we see a need for God? This is an opportunity for us to draw closer to his ever unchanging hand. Cling to the hem of his garment. Surrender our all to him. To God, to our Heavenly Father. Search me, O God, show me my wicked ways, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. So that is my prayer for the family, all of us, everyone that is on this line, because you are part of the family too. Amen. All right, Sister Powell, so let's go because we know that there are praises. Last week we talked about praises, right? Gratitude. We thank God that he has given us another day, right? Another Health Thursday, right? So that we can come and we can hear. I'm not sure if Sister Constance, she always gives some great stuff. She talked about that dry skin, and I thank you, beloved. I thank you because I recognize, and I was like, okay, I need to drink some more water. I need to do some more of this. So thank you so much, beloved, for sharing that this week. And I know if you were on, you shared some great things. So, Sister Paul, you did do your new start, correct? The 8 Doctors That Make House Call, we're not going to be here long.
Yes, we do it already, but we can do it over again. And yeah,
All right, Sister Paul, you want to go?
Yes, the 8 Laws of Health. As the nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air,
rest and trust in God.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to repeat that. I know Sister Paul said she did it. Those are the 8 boxes that makes house call. They're free, beloved. They're free. And so I wanted to go because I just love the way how it sounds to my ears, Genesis 1, 29 through 30. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And the last part of verse 30 says, I have what? Given every green herb for meat, and it was so. That is beautiful. That's what the Old Testament says. But let's see what the New Testament says in the 3rd epistle of John. You want to get that, Sister Paul, or you want me to? You know what,
okay,
I want to say
sure.
it because I like the word. Can I say the first two, and then you say the first, the last three, mm-hmm. because I just want mm-hmm. to hear this. The elder unto the well-beloved. What a beautiful love letter. Gaius, he's saying that to you too. Whom I love in the truth. I told you, right? If everybody's doing, if when we go to the funeral and everybody's good, somebody's not telling the truth, right? Every funeral you go, they always tell you, oh, they're great, and they up in the, no, mm-mm. Who I love in the truth. Verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. God didn't want us not to be in good health, but because of sin, right, we are not in good health. But God wants us to be in good health. So he says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. Go ahead, Sister Paul. Can you do 3 and 4 for me, please, beloved?
Okay, okay. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Here in the reading.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Paul. And so it leads me, and you might have heard this. I'm in ministry of the home. You might have heard this before, but I think that it is fitting for today, fitting for my experience, fitting for, and oh, let me tell you this, beloved. This was not the first funeral for this week. This was actually my second one. This was one of my church sister, or mom, you could say that, and she passed, and I went there and I heard, you know, they were saying some great things, you know, about her. And, I mean, I could say, oh, yeah, she's that type of person. They're very honest, you know, she's very matter of fact. She tell it to you straight as it is. So you really didn't hear any fabrication, right? It was just like, okay, you know. So when I heard, I said, yeah, that's her. that's her. Y'all got it right. And so, and then last week, there was also another funeral from someone from my church. But she lived a wonderful life, 104, beloved. A century. God promised us 3 scores, right? So 20 times 3 is what? 60 plus 10, right? 70, and probably just a little one number over. She ended up with 5 scores. 5 scores. So God blessed her, and it was a woman that would walk to church. Even at 100, she was walking to church. And so we know that God wants us to give, wants us to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to be in our right mind, right? And so how can we get this? How can we get this information? How are we able to absorb this message that God has given to us so that we are able to have this good health, right? We're able to walk and be strong, mm-hmm. and reflect him. Let's kind of see. Some of the things Sister Paul told you about the 8 doctors already. Let's see. I thought that this was fitting. I'm in ministry of the home. And it says life opportunities. Life opportunities. Our time here is short. Our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once. As we pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and steadfast purpose. So it doesn't call us only to give to the people that we like or associate with the people that we like, right? Because they're going to tell you what you want to hear. That's not what this is saying. It says the work to which we're called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow. Our ability small. Our opportunities few. Our acquirements limited. Yet, wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunity of our own homes. And I know that COVID had done a lot of deterrence where, you know, we're not really inviting people in. But let's see. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels or currents of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing. You don't have to be able to travel the world, but you could make some portion, some concoction that you know are good. And you could give it to your neighbors. Right? The flu season is coming around. It's calling about, what is it called, Sister Paul from New York? Is it, I would say, Omicron? I mean, my brother's first name, or, you know, I don't know. They say that another variant is coming. But as God people who have the health message, are we supposed to cower and hid under, you know, within our home? No, we're not. We're not to hide in our home. We are to share what God has given us. I shared with you all. Did I share with you all let me preface by saying this. Anything we say on this line, we're not saying that we're curing anything. That's the disclaimer. We're just saying that these are things that we use that gives us resolve from some of the ailments that we might experience. So I want to put that disclaimer out there, okay? And so I did something. I had seen it before, and it was with the grapefruit, organic grapefruit. So I just used four. I used the peel, and I used the organic lemon, and I boil it, put it in some water, and I boil it, and, you know, boil it for 3 hours, cover it with a glass pot. Don't lift it up. Keep the fire down, you know, low. And I boiled it, and I'm telling you, for the people who are from the islands or from, you know, Jamaica or Guyana or what, if you're on the line, if, just put your finger up, you know, God's going to see you. If you have ever had what is called Circe, put your finger up and tell me, when you think about Circe, what comes to your mind? That bitter, that one of the bitterest thing ever, right? And so we have Circe. And then I think in Haiti they call it the gully beans. They call it gully beans. We call it susumba where we come from. It's like a little green berry type of thing. Bitter, just nasty. I mean, I despised it when I was growing up. But as I got older and have a little bit more sense, I realized that the bitter it is, this is so good for your body. Cleanse the body, pull out the toxins, purify the blood. And so I, you know, saw this on you know, just, you know, got this recipe. If you remember, is it 46 or 45? What is the last president? So he had had something. He had had some cocktail stuff when he got some pestilence. Read between the lines, beloved. I know y'all could follow, right? And so that this was one of the things that they stated that they gave him. And so I saw the recipe for it, the natural recipe, and I was like, wait a minute. Let me try this out. And I'm telling you, beloved, the thing bitter. It bitter, 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 bitter. And I mean, but I know that it's good. So I made some and I'm giving it to my, you know, once again, you know, this is for educational purposes. So I gave some, you know, to my friends. And, you know, my daughter came back from school and I made her, you know, made it and sent it home. Sent it back to school with her on campus. And she's giving it to her, some of her, like her roommate and stuff. But this is something that we can do right in our house. Right? This is something that you can do in your house. You can prepare a meal, right, and give it to someone. You could bake a bread that has just natural stuff in it. I've done that, and just especially now, like, oh, the holiday season is coming around, right? We are able to do those things. That's how you say, you know, you use your home, right? It's not necessarily that you have to bring in people in the home. That's good too, but you can use your home to do different things that is going to be a blessing to someone else, right? And so I just wanted to put that out here. So I will continue. It says, if we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of life-giving power. So you can give other people power, right? From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life and beauty and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and dirt. Right?
Mm-hmm.
My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Second Corinthians 12, verse 9. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Excuse me, and that's Psalm 71, verse 3. Psalm 71, verse 3. And then I'm going to segue. We started that this last week. I'm going to segue. I'm just going to read a little bit in Mind Cure. I'm going to read Mind Cure. And I'm going to pick up with the fact we were doing praises and gratitude and to share how important those things, giving God praises, giving testimonies, sharing what God has done for you. I remember, you know, just in this situation over the last couple of weeks, I made contact back with one of my, you know, the grieving ex-spouse of, you know, this family member that I lost. And you know, it is good just to be able to be a listening ear. And I know, you know, sometimes I could talk, but, you know, I could listen too. And it's good. Sometimes, you know, it's just that's all you need. That's all you need is to be able to give a listening ear to someone so that they can share what is going on. That is therapeutic. And then pray. And then encourage, right? And then let them know that we know that you're hurting. We know that you're sad. We know that you're angry. We know that all of these emotions are going on. But come, let me bring you and tell you and show you this man, our Heavenly Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior, that can change and turn all of this around. So I want to go. We did the last time gratitude. We did gratitude, and I do want now to go into, sing praises, sing praises. I am not a singer. I was not blessed with the voice of singing. I'm blessed with the voice of speaking, and I thank God for that, right? And so I want to go into sing praises because that's also something that you could do too. You could send from your home a devotional, a song that will uplift someone, that will encourage someone. So I'm in Mind Cure, and I'm in sing praises, and so it says, because I know this family needs some praises, all right? We all need some praises. Sing praises. Let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. We praise thee, O God, for thy spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain. who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. All glory and praise to the God of all praise, all grace, who has brought us and sought us and guided our ways. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. The chorus says, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Thine the glory. Revive us again. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement, and I'm going to share this with the loved ones that's experiencing this discouragement and the loss. Amen. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have what? Health and his blessing. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice, for that seek the Lord. For he satisfies the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hold on, I'm flipping. Okay. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why, we may be asking, asking these questions. And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. And I think we read this last week. It's good for us to hear it again, especially now. As I said, there's so many debts that we're experiencing. Psalms want disappointment, job loss, mandates. Psalms 107, 1 verse 2, 105, 2 verse 3, 107, 9 verse 15, and Psalms 42, 11. In everything, that's me this week, I'm telling you, the enemy was coming. He was coming last week as well. But in everything, give what? Thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So though I experienced the death and the loss, in everything I'm giving God thanks, because he knows the beginning from the end, right? He knows that. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. This command is an assurance that even the things which appear to be against us will work for our good. God would not bid us be thankful for that which would do us harm. I'm going to read it again. God would not bid us be thankful for that which would do us harm. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the day of trouble, he shall keep me secretly in his pavilion. In the covert of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the murky clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and ye had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalms 27:1-27, 5-6, Revised Version, 40:1-3, and 28:7. I'm going to end with this portion. Doing good. One of the surest hindrances to the recovery of the sick is the centering of attention upon themselves. I'm praying. I'm going to ask you to lift up this person. Our name is, initial is M. She is, you know, sick, but just calling sickness. You know what I mean? I'm sick. No, we are to be encouraged. We are to give God praise. We are to speak healing over our bodies, right? So it says, one of the surest hindrances to the recovery of the sick is the centering of attention upon themselves. Many invalids feel that everyone should give them what? Sympathy and help. You know, we like that, right? We like the attention. When what they need is to have their attention turned away from themselves to think of and care for others. You see what we need to do? Many invalids feel that everyone gives them sympathy and help when what they need is to have their attention turned away from themselves to think of and care for others. Often prayer is solicited for the afflicted, the sorrowful, the discouraged, and this is right. We should pray that God will shed light into the darkened mind and comfort the sorrowful heart. But God answers prayer for those who place themselves in the channel of his blessings. While we offer prayer for these sorrowful ones, we should encourage them to try to help those more needy than themselves. And this is a scripture that says it's better to give than to receive. Amen? The darkness will be dispelled from their own hearts as they try to help others. As we seek to comfort others with the comfort wherewith we are comforted, the blessings come back to us. And I'm going to end there. I'll just read this question. The 58th chapter of Isaiah is a prescription for maladies of the body and of the soul. If we desire health and the true joy of life, we must put into practice the rules given in this scripture. Of the service acceptable to him and its blessing, the Lord says, it is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. So I'm going to end there, and you all could go back and read Isaiah 58 as well. Amen? All right, Sister Powell, I am done.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear. Would you like to pray for us?
Yes.
Oh, boy,
yes,
we got it tonight. God is so good. He's so great.
And so before I pray, I'm just going to end with this one. It says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. All right, so, all right, let's, I don't know if anybody have any questions, any comments, any feedback, but you want me to pray first and then you will do that, or how you want to do that?
Yes, pray first and then I will.
Sure, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you, Lord, for this message. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that tomorrow isn't promised to any one of us. And we're here on this earth for a short time, Heavenly Father. But I ask you to strengthen us, Lord. Give us your wisdom. Give us your direction, Lord, so that we can know that we are your ambassador, and you have given us the help message. You have given us the knowledge so that we are able to make things and share with individuals that we come in contact with, even in this time. Help us to be bold. Help us to be strengthened so that we can let your light shine through us, Heavenly Father. And though we may come down with infliction, though we may come down with sickness, though we may come down with disease, we can hold on to your ever-changing hand, knowing that you want us to prosper, knowing that you are the great healer, knowing that you have given us the power to speak life. Give us the power to ask and believe that you will be able to heal us according to your will, to give us the power to encourage someone, to minister to someone, to encourage someone. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. Thank you for your love, Lord, that you have written to your people. And I pray, Heavenly Father, that everyone that is on this line will be changed, will seek you more, will use their homes to help each other, to help one another, to present healing, to present comfort, to present a song, a scripture for this very time that we're in. Forgive me, God, of anything that I've done that is not in line with you. And we pray that you will bless each and everyone that is on this line. Continue to keep evil and temptation away from us, Heavenly Father, but expand our territory so that we can allow others to come to know you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, Lord, I linger just a little longer. I present to you, Sister M. Lord, you know her situation. Lord, we pray that you will touch her mind so that she will give you praise and seek you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful presentation. God is so good, brothers and sisters. We hope that we will go back and study these wonderful messages, you know, mind cure. And you know what? A little part that I got. I'm asking you all, if you have a question or query that you want to ask Sister Stephanie, can you take yourself off the line, *6, and then press 1, and I will open your line. But you have to take yourself off and press that I can know that you have a question. But my little comment here is that, you know what, I give thanks for these words, that brothers and sisters, when we are discouraged and we can sing a song or read a psalm, that will help us, that is what it said here. It will help us and it will open our heart, and open our heart just like the sunshine. When the sun is open and we can go in and enjoy that beautiful sunshine, the Lord is telling us that, you know, there is, song is a weapon. And if we have this weapon in our heart, we will be able to face discouragement. So I just want to thank my dear beloved sister, you know, for sharing and also, you know, presenting a message, because this is Christ's object message that she started with the funeral service where she went. And, you know, there was a, you know, it was something else. But, you know, when we read the word of God, we can know that only God we can depend upon, and we know his word is truth. So I just want to thank everyone who joined so far. I don't hear and see anyone take off themselves off the line to ask Sister Stephanie a question, but I'm asking you again, my dear beloved, and I'm going to first. I saw some numbers on the line I tried to open, but I did not get. So we just want to thank everyone who joined, and even our visitors or guests for the first time. If you join, we appreciate your coming, your visit, and we just ask you to let you know that, you know, you are no more stranger, and we welcome you all on the line.
So, my brothers and sisters, I'm going in a word of prayer. Brother Eli, I saw Brother Eli early on the line. He didn't get to share, you know, because he was on and off. So, Brother Eli, so we're going to lift up Brother Eli again in the closing prayer. And I'm still asking my brothers and sisters, if you want to share or ask a question, if you something that you did not understand, you know, we got a lot of things on this line, a lot of help tips. Sister Stephanie present the help message. Also, we have Sister Carla, who had presented her help miss and help tip, and also Sister Consinelli had presented also athlete, you know, fungus toe, and she gave a lot of information, right? And we have presented the word of God with what Genesis said, that God gave us all the fresh vegetables and herb, and we heard what John said, you know, in John 3rd, that day, that God wants us that is to be obedient to him, and that he's glad to hear when we say clear in the truth. So, my dear beloved, if you do not clearly understand, you can press yourself off. Take yourself off on *6, I think, and then you press again, and then you will be able to ask your question and share. So I'm going to close up with another word of prayer and still waiting on you. We still have a little time. We are over a little, but we still can take a few questions if there is any. Kind and loving Father, we want to thank you for the privilege, Lord, that we can join here, each one of us, each Thursday, Lord, to present your health message that you have given unto us, the right arm of the gospel that we are supposed to go and share to the world. Father, we want to thank you for the many blessings, Lord, in songs and reading your psalms and scripture, Lord, that allow us, dear Father, to brighten our heart and to bring sunshine in our soul so that we will not be able to encounter with those disappointment, discouragement, Lord, and just grieving like we do not have any hope. So, Lord, we want to thank you for your mercies towards us. We come before you, Lord, listen to those who had passed. Lord, we are not praying for those who passed, but we are praying for the family members. You know every one of them, dear Lord, that passed, our family, children, grandchildren, sons, daughters, brothers and sisters, Lord, and even community families. So we present those who are mourning. You are the great comforter, dear Lord, and you can do all things. Most of all, Lord, I lift up Brother Nev to you at this time. Oh, Lord, tomorrow he has to wake up to go on the road with those big tractor trailer. And we are asking you for his protection, Lord, because we do know that he is broken, dear Father. But we know that you are God and he's your son. And you promise that you will take care of him, Nev. So we ask you for strength, courage for him on the road, dear Lord. Help him to focus his mind as we prayed for him and asking you, Lord, at this time, all he needs is strength. We also lift up tonight, Lord, Sister Wilson, Lord, the mother of the deceased. Lord, he is in the hospital now, dear Lord. We ask you, Father, for you to do your will. You know everything of Mom Cherry that is in the hospital at this time. Send your angels around her bedside. And Father, let your will be done. We lift up Sister M to you tonight again, Lord. You are the great physician. You are the healer. You are the sympathizing Jesus. You can do all things, so we lift them up. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Brenda and Brother John tonight, and the grandchildren, our sons and our daughter, dear Lord. We thank you for them, Lord. When we miss them on the land, we know, dear Father, that, you know, they are missed, Lord, and allow
the Holy Spirit to reign within their heart as they follow you and study your word. Pour your blessings upon each one of them, we pray to tonight, Lord. We also lift up Elder Richardson, Sister Richardson, Elder Rick, Lord, Brother Udi, his family, and the store, Lord. We lift them up to you, the baby. We lift up dear Lord, Sister Carla again, Lord, Sister Leola, and Sister Tamika, Sister Cancinelli, Sister Barnaby, Father, and Sister Katie, dear Lord. We lift up to you, Sister Sandra Thomas, Lord, Sister Tamiko, Brother Eli, Shamiko, and also Javel, Jahari, and Rose, Lord, Isma Pasco, dear Father, and how he is praying for them. We lift up Sister Elizabeth and Sister Miriam, Rochelle, who come down with the virus. We ask you, Father, to touch her body, and also the baby. The babies, them, Lord, who are sick, we ask you for recovery. Lord, you are so good. You are so great. What more could we ask of you, Lord, more than give you all the praise? And we lift up our internet viewers, Lord, and those who are listening, Lord Jesus. There are many listening to our word, to the words of truth, and with message, Lord. And we ask you to allow them that they may know that they are welcome on this land anytime, that they can come in and join us as a family. Thank you for what you are doing to us, Lord. Pour your Holy Spirit upon each heart here tonight, dear, and allow us while we prepare to go to bed, send your angel to watch over us. And we just praise you, and we bring honor and glory to your name. Thank you for hearing. We lift up our dear brother, Anil. Bless him and keep him, also his family. And we do hope that he's feeling much better from that cold, Lord. Thank you for all the health tips and the remedy that you have given unto us, Lord. Even thank you for that bar with that grapefruit, dear Lord, where it was discussed from my sister Stephanie, how bitter it is, dear Lord. And I can say, Lord, it is bitter, dear Lord. But I just want to thank you for that bitterness when I drank it, Lord. It was in my mouth all through, dear Father. But I do know it's good remedy for us in this time that we are living in. Bless us and keep us tonight. Help us to be faithful tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we want to thank you. Haven't seen anyone identify themselves that they would like to ask a question, Sister Stephanie. So we just want to thank you. I know that everyone seems like they understood the message tonight, but we are encouraging our brothers and sisters to go back and read these wonderful command and promises from the Ministry of Healing. And we know that we are coming up on the Sabbath. Tomorrow is the Sabbath, and we ask you to remember that God wants us to be obedient to the Sabbath, and also the Sabbath will be very early. You know, sun is going down very early, so help us. Pray that God will help us, that we will finish what we have to do to bring him the Sabbath. Thank you again for joining. God bless, and have a blessed night.
Just as like mountains high soaring above.